The Byron Bay Blues Fest is shutting down after 36 years. The final show will be 2025, next year. This is after 36 years of fans from around the world and around the country hitting Byron Bay in the north of New South Wales. They hosted artists such as B.B. King and Bob Dylan even, as well as many, many great aspiring and established local performers year in, year out. It's sad. It's a tough time for the live music industry, tough for the arts generally, tough for music generally, and made worse by the COVID pandemic, the lockdowns, rising costs. Insurance costs are a shocker, up 10 times for the past few years for these kind of events, for festivals. And changing consumer behaviours, of course, too, have hit festivals globally. If you look at the music industry, like many others, from media to the energy industry, electricity, it's been taken over by foreign multinational operators. Who makes the money here? Well, it's not the artists in music, that's for sure. It's not the bands. It's not the performers. It's not the local producers or venues even. It's the likes of Spotify and Apple Music, whose Australian subsidiaries, and we'll go and check on their tax pretty shortly to make sure they're paying their fair share. Bet they're not. It's these guys, the big guys, making the money. Now, there is a change in consumer behaviour, as we mentioned, and this is driving a lot of it. And you can't change that. You just got to move forward. There's more competition on the mobile phone for eyeballs, you know, the likes of games and social media and so on. But it's also corporatisation. I mean, in my lifetime, things have changed radically. You know, back in the day after footy practice or cricket on a Saturday, we'd hit the pubs in Paddington, and almost every pub in that suburb had bands on the weekend, probably every pub, and we're talking a lot of pubs around that part of the world. One pub, the Windsor Castle, we used to go to, you know, back in school day time, had a live band on every night of the week, and pool tables, of course. Well, then the pokies came. They smashed it in a handful of years. It was replaced by pokies and upmarket nosheries, every pub. There was more money in pokies, simple as that. It's a tragedy for aspiring musicians and the music scene, but it's got worse since then. A report from Creative Australia, which is Australian government's principal arts investment and advisory organisation, found that 35% of festivals lost money, with a median deficit of $470,000 apiece. Insurance costs are a massive issue, with Australian live music venues' public liability insurance policies increasing tenfold in the past year alone, climbing from $20,000 a year to as much as $120,000. Just that one item is enough to make a festival unviable. There's the necessity, too, to cancel events and the insurance costs around that. Those have doubled cancellation insurance since COVID-19. There's weather too. According to one organiser, that is a significant factor. Then there's the rules and regulations. Just part of the world, according to the Creative Report, more than a quarter of festivals noted that the challenges of navigating police and security arrangements and dealing with different government and council regulations were prohibitive. It's just the way the world moves. The number of young adults attending music festivals slumped from 41% of all ticket buyers in 2018-2019 to 27%, almost halved, in 2022-23. The demographics are important. People in their mid to late 20s overtaking younger people as the biggest ticket buying demographics. What are the young people doing? What are you young people doing? Byron has gone the way of Splendour in the Grass, Grooving the Moo, the Mona Foma. As in many things, it's the big taking out the small. Creative Report also notes that smaller independent festivals are particularly vulnerable, often lacking the financial backing of large corporate-owned festivals. C'est la vie. During this time, despite the ostensible government creed of free markets, government subsidies actually rose for large corporations. Imagine if just a small percent of their tax avoidance had been redirected into music. and the arts. This would be the capital of the world. Such is the magnitude of foreign corporate tax dodging. Through the GFC and COVID, it got worse, of course. The government spends about $12 billion a year on fossil fuel subsidies. It's giving $1 billion, as we've just noted. And a story by Rex Patrick, which is up high on the website at the moment. It's given $1 billion to a US computer company to build a quantum computer somewhere in America, Silicon Valley, not here in Australia. Why? Well, there's some FOIs which create quite a bit of mystery behind that. But back to music, there is a change in Australia's culture. That's just the way things move. That's the way things happen. Things change. We just have to move forward. It's about changing consumer behaviour, much of it, as we've noted. You know, we can't go back to the days where a schooner of beer was $1 and a packet of ciggies was $1 and you went out for a night assured of a live band in any town or city in the country, a night out for 10 bucks. Well, that's not going to happen. It's about government decisions too. And who makes government decisions? People who give them money. It's as simple as that. If the pokies didn't get government money and they get billions, the state governments, there would be no pokies. Musicians and performers and artists don't give donations to political parties, nor do their audiences. It's the corporations, both domestic and the subsidiaries of foreign corporations, who pay the political parties and pay for lobby groups to incessantly batter our politicians and bureaucrats with their self-interested spiels, urging our decision makers always in the background. In our democracy, you have to pay to play. Yes, it's oversimplistic to say, look, political donations, they're just one factor. Things change, but they can also be done differently. Please like, share, or comment in the section below. And we've got Patreon if you want to throw us a few bucks. Thank you very much.